Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. This is Jonathan Strickland. I'm a writer here at HowStuffWorks, and with me is editor extraordinaire Chris Paulette.
Hi there.
We got a real tweet of a podcast for you.
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry.
Tweet.
So we're talking about Twitter today.
We have an article called How Twitter Works, but in a lot of cases recently, it's been sort of how Twitter doesn't work.
Right. There's a certain graphic that pops up when Twitter is out of service, and I just got to hear what the name of it was the other day. Chris, come on, share with us.
It's the fail whale.
It is the fail whale. It's this cheerful looking whale that tells you that, sorry, Twitter is not working just now. Recently, it's gotten a little bit better. There haven't been as many crashes, and we think that that might have something to do with a recent influx of cash in the Twitter coffers.
That's right. In May, they received $15 million in venture capital funding. And that increases their total to about 20 million. So that gives them a lot more capacity. And the reason this is an issue is because people are starting to take to these microblogs, which are basically 160 characters.
That's total, yeah.
Yeah, and so basically you have to summarize, you know, what you're saying in a very, very short time. It gives people an opportunity to blurt out a quick thought. And it's very popular. It's taken off so much that Twitter has been showing the fail whale to many of us now.
Right, right. And it spans beyond just the internet. Twitter interfaces with cell phones. It's using SMS technology, the short messaging service, where you send these short messages. It's just like sending a text message to someone else, except this case, you're sending a text message to a network of people. So when a lot of people are sending lots of text messages to large networks, that puts a lot of strain on the system. But it's another important thing to note that the venture capital that's going into Twitter is really the main source. In fact, the only source of significant revenue that Twitter is, it's not even really generating revenue. It's just coming in on investments because Twitter is very proud of the fact that they don't have a business plan.
Well, you know, there are a lot of competitors out there that are taking advantage of the frequent fail whales, like Pounce,
right,
which is something created by a number of people, including one of the founders of Dig.
Yes, Kevin Rose.
Right. Plurk, which is created by a group of people who call themselves the A-Team.
Right.
Identica, which is a brand new version from Canada, which is completely open sourced. You know, and I can't figure out whether the J is pronounced Jaiku or Haiku, but they were gobbled up by Google, and
right,
they're getting ready to run themselves in the Google App Engine, and they haven't released their new version. But all these people are sort of waiting in line to be the next Twitter if Twitter manages to fail,
right,
yeah, if they collapse under the weight of all the popularity.
And it's actually interesting. Some of the biggest Twitter cheerleaders have kind of moved on to talking about other services after seeing the fail whale one too many times. So this is definitely a real concern for Twitter. It's also showing us that this microblog thing, it doesn't look like it's going away. It's really, really popular. And it kind of surprised me, because the first time I thought about it, I was like, why would I want to know when my friend's going out to shop for new shoes? But people are using it for lots of things, to organize impromptu gatherings, like, hey, who wants to go see a movie tonight? Or even following the news. There are many news organizations that have Twitter feeds now, and they give breaking news on – you hear about breaking news before it hits any websites.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, that gives – you know, added venues for the citizen journalists, as they call them, to tweet or happen to be out on the sidewalk while something happens, and someone can post it to Twitter, and the news travels very quickly, faster than the media outlets,
right,
can broadcast it.
At the speed of life, you might say.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I subscribe on my Twitter account to a number of journalists and photographers who happen to be out, and when they see something, they'll post something to their Twitter accounts.
And it can even get you out of jail.
That's true. That's true.
James Carl Buck, who was a grad student in Egypt, he got arrested while photographing an anti-government demonstration. He tweeted the word arrested and sent it out to his followers, and their response meant that he was freed shortly thereafter. So it's definitely got its uses. For our listeners out there who are curious, I have a Twitter account. If you want to follow me, it's twitter.com/John Strickland. That's JonStrickland.
And of course, if you, How Stuff Works itself has a Twitter account. If you follow HowStuffWorks_, that's the
official
How Stuff Works Twitter.
So I guess, we'll have to tweet you guys later. In the meantime, if you want to learn more, you can always read how Twitter works at the website howstuffworks.com.
Thanks a lot for listening.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.